The Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Sloan Gibson, was in Seattle yesterday. He was listening to employees at VA facilities. The VA has been rocked by reports of slow care and findings that workers falsified records to cover up the delays. Gibson was in Denver earlier this week and is scheduled to visit the Portland VA as well. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Sloan Gibson told reporters in Seattle that his number one priority is to get vets off wait lists and into clinics. Accountability and transparency are also high on that list. Sloan says the organization has not always held people accountable for misconduct and negligence. That, he says, has to change.
We have seen a lot of that foundation of trust erode over the last number of months. And I understand that we're going to have to earn that back.
The VA here is trying to tackle wait lists by offering expanded clinic hours, but Gibson says salaries are not competitive enough to recruit the number of people we need to do the job. John Wagnitz has been coming to the VA for 5 years. Overall, he says, once he gets care, it's usually good.
Trying to get anything done is a long process, but once the process is underway, you know, things move along pretty well.
Wagnitz served in the Navy during Vietnam. He uses a wheelchair and has a number of health issues. Recently, he applied to be declared catastrophically disabled. For him, it would mean that he wouldn't have to pay co-pays for care or prescriptions.
But that requires your primary care doctor here to fill out an online form. And the doctor or the care provider that was assigned to me had no knowledge of that, did not know what I was talking about.
Wagnitz did the legwork and got the form. It was incredibly complicated, he said, but Wagnitz said his doctor stuck with it and they got the paperwork in. Deputy Secretary Gibson would not address the recent findings from an audit conducted at Puget Sound VAs. It found a third of Lakewood and Seattle VA hospital schedulers said they were instructed to change how long vets waited for appointments. He says the Inspector General's office was handling those findings. He won't have information until they finish their report.
We're going to go back in and look. Was there an intent to deceive here? Or was it just miscommunication? Did somebody not understand how the scheduling system worked? And where it's benign, we're going to move on. Where it's not benign, there will be accountability. And if that happens here, that happens here.
Gibson says Puget Sound VAs and others across the country would hold town hall meetings by the end of September to hear concerns directly from veterans. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.